Welcome back, Sastel Center. The Palliser Rooms EQ3 Cutting Edge Pregame Show continues. A presentation of Palliser Rooms EQ3. Discover the look and feel of great home furniture. Saskatoon Blades playing host to the Calgary Hitmen. Game 66 of the regular season tonight as we get into the coach's show. Brought to you by Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Assistant coach Wacy Rabbit joins me. Game 66 out of 68. Season's flown by, hasn't it?
It feels like that. It's also felt like it's been 10 years. I think that's just the hockey season, how it goes. And you know, it's nice to kind of have that last week, and you want to, you know, you want everybody to stay healthy and playing their best. So it's important that, you know, we have a really big evening tonight.
We've touched on it a few times, but it really comes into focus when you get down to few games and magic numbers become smaller and smaller. Seattle did you a big favor back on Sunday, grabbing a point away from Portland. All you have to do now is win 2 out of 3 this week, and you've got the Scotty Munro Memorial Trophy for first overall, which would be nice.
Yeah, and you know, you set goals at the beginning of the year. I've said that before, and mm-hmm. now they're attainable. So, you know, what you do with that is that, you know, those goals, you just take steps, one step at a time, and tonight is just that one step at a time. We don't control anything on Friday or Saturday, right? We can control how we play tonight. And you know, after a tough loss in Moose Jaw, you know, you want to respond, and no better way than, you know, playing against Calgary and getting a chance to beat them.
We'll get back to Moose Jaw in a second, but is it easy to get motivated just because you know that that's there in front of you to achieve?
Yeah, there's it could also be, you know, a bit of a distraction mm-hmm. at the same ways, but given the right group, and I think we have the right group, we have the right maturity, and guys go about the game the right way, how they prepare, that it shouldn't be an issue. And you know, that's a reward. So it shows how good of a year you had, how good of a team you had, and you know, there, it's right there. So I'm excited for our group.
What has to be better tonight than what you had against Moose Jaw in Moose Jaw back on Saturday?
I kept thinking of, you know, analogy to how the game went, and it just kept coming back, you know, like UFC fighters, you know. Mm-hmm. Moose Jaw is a stand-up boxing, and you know, we're kind of the grappling, take you down to the mat and make you earn it. And you know, I felt like for four periods we played our game, and then for whatever reason in the second and then the third, we wanted to stand up and go blow for blow with them. And they have the offensive weapons that, you know, only one can cause a knockout. And you know, it's for sure humbling, but I think it's important that we needed, you know, to get some identity to, okay, this is who we are, this is what makes it successful. And against a team like Moose Jaw, that's definitely a humbling team when you don't play your way.
Tonight it's Calgary. I don't know what kind of a UFC analogy you can use with them outside of desperate.
Yeah, and you know, we have a chance. I didn't take too close a look of what their, you know, their magic number is, but if we get an opportunity to, you know, send teams home, you need that killer instinct as a, you know, going through a playoffs, there's no better chance than tonight. You know, that killer instinct of, you know, basically ending a team season, right? So that's a good opportunity for us, and for us, you know, on the other side is that, you know, again, we have to take care of business.
Good. Wacy, thanks for this. Wish you all the best tonight.
Thanks, Les.
Wacy Rabbit, assistant coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me on the Coach's Show, a presentation of Kia of Saskatoon in the Saskatoon Auto Mall or anytime at kiaofsaskatoon.com. Stay tuned. Adam Ermentrout's back with the keys to the game coming up next, along with the lineup changes, the out-of-town scoreboard, starting skaters, tonight's officials, and the starting goaltenders, all coming your way before the top of the hour. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Hockey on CJWW.